close your outer eyes if you haven't already, and open your mind to the reality of God in you. That Christ in you that Paul assures us is our hope of glory. Think of that. There is in you now a flame burning. A flame that can bring light and warmth to the world around you. That can touch the lives of everyone you know. The very light of God is in you. Maybe the flame seems small, like the pilot light in your stove. But even that pilot light's just waiting to be turned up. Or maybe it burns bright and is just well hidden, like the furnace is hidden in the basement of your home. But whether or not you found it, it's there. Ready to come forth, ready to bring its beauty to the world. Ready to dispel the darkness and shadows and reveal the truth. You are the light of the world. Jesus said it, it's true. You are the light of the world. Dare to think that thought. To take the Master at his word. To silently say to yourself, Jesus said, I am the light of the world. I am the light of the world. It may seem funny saying it, hard to believe uttering those words, but it's so. You may not understand how. Really, there's no how to it. It's not something you earn. Spiritually, it's what you are. You are what brings good fortune to this world, luck to your life. You may think of yourself as only human, but you are a spiritual being. And your spiritual nature is just waiting to be awakened. Waiting to be fanned to full flame. Waiting to show you who you really are. Fill your heart with divine love. Clarify your thinking with its light, its radiance. Fill your whole body with its divine life. Christ of our being, let your fan be flamed, your flame be fanned in each of us. Uncover yourself that we may see your light and our whole world and lives in that light. Lord, let your light fill us to overflowing. We ask this in the name of the one in whom your light was so clear. The light of the world, Jesus Christ. So we know it's so. And in his name, let us complete our prayers by joining together in prayerfully singing our Lord's Prayer.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors, and leave us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power.